Will you sit, please? Take heed. Be quiet. Do not fear. And do not let your heart faint. These are words Isaiah speaks to King Ahaz a few verses before the exchange between them we heard in today's first reading. And then in today's gospel, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Ahaz, descendant of David and king of Judah, had a great deal to be afraid of. The city of Jerusalem was under attack. The kings of Israel and Syria were trying to overthrow the throne of David and replace Ahaz with a puppet king of their own making. They were at the very walls of the city. The future looked bleak. Do not be afraid. Isaiah says, God will deliver you from the power of your enemies. Ahaz, as you heard, seemed not to be convinced. So God, through Isaiah, says that Ahaz can ask for anything in the whole universe as a sign of God's promise. Ahaz declines the offer. But God gives him a sign anyway. Isaiah points to a young woman. I like to think it's the king's own wife. You see your wife? She's pregnant. What's that? You didn't know? Well, I'm telling you now, she is. And the name of the child she's carrying is God is with us, the sign you were afraid to ask for. By the time he's grown into a youngster, the enemies you're cringing before will have long disappeared. Take heed, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart faint. God's promise, Isaiah says, God's promise to David will hold, that a son of his body will sit on the throne of David, and the house of David will endure. And so it happened. Isaiah's reading of the moment proved correct. The moment passed. That particular threat to Jerusalem came to nothing. And Hezekiah, Ahaz's son, was one of the greatest kings to reign in the kingdom of Judah. Isaiah turned out to be right in the short term. But in the long term, well, maybe not so much. Years passed and centuries. The kingdom of David disappeared into the sands of time. The throne of David overthrown, the royal house of David scattered, swallowed up by successive empires, Babylonian, Persian, Greek, Roman. But as the oppression deepened, so too the longing for a king of David's line, a Messiah, grew stronger. With that, and with the Greek translation of the Old Testament that liked to up the ante so that, for instance, Isaiah's childbearing young woman becomes a pregnant virgin, we come to Matthew's story of the birth of Jesus, that long-desired Messiah. And what do we find? The angel of God comes to a son of David named Joseph. As Isaiah had come to the earliest son of David, King Ahaz, and the angel says, do not be afraid. As God promised Ahaz that his son would be, God is with you, with us, the sign that God will save his people from the enemy, so God promises Joseph that his son will save his people from their sins. Joseph names his son Jesus. In Greek, that is. In Hebrew, the name is Yeshua or Joshua, meaning God saves. Do not be afraid, Joseph. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Grace and peace are ours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul assures us. And the psalmist promises, God's face shines upon us and restores us. God is with us, Emmanuel. God saves, Yeshua, Jesus. Amen.